out on the street, a young woman is being yanked around by the arm and threatened by a uniformed officer of some kind.
He shouts at her that she should be taken to a girls' reform school.
I tell him triumphantly that she's not a girl, she's a woman about to give birth. In fact, she's Goethe's soul.
And she's about to bring something new into the world.
Then I realize to my amazement that this is actually true. I feel so encouraged by this. She's real. And apparently she doesn't belong only to Goethe or to any one person, time, or place.
She's mine, too.
In fact, she belongs to everyone.
To watch the soul trying to be itself is so moving. I mean, oftentimes I have to leave the room, my office, because I just can't stop crying. And it's not because it's so sad, but because it's reality. And that is alarming in the world we live in. We are so used to hypocrisy, sentimentality, everything that just is veiled, that hides us from reality.
The soul today is an orphan. Her ancient parents have abandoned her. She languishes alone and forsaken in a rationalistic world that no longer believes in her. Philosophy, her father, long ago decided she did not exist and cast her aside. The church, her mother, fell unwittingly into the clutches of the extroverted, rationalistic materialism of our times, and so also abandoned the soul. The church did not notice that in losing soul, she lost her ability to relate the individual to God.